Well, a former Islander is busy counting his cash after a huge win during a recent poker tournament overseas. Nick Abu-Risk is from Bonshaw, but now lives in Dublin, Ireland. Nick has his master's in computer science, and he currently helps design programs for a large internet poker site in Dublin. But in his spare time, Nick plays poker, both with his friends and in big tournaments. Recently, he battled his way past 400 players during a tournament in Scotland to win the top prize of £50,000. That's more than $81,000. Island Morning's Pat Martell reached Nick Abu-Risk to find out how he got into poker in the first place.
I started playing a few years ago, playing poker with friends, just playing $5 tournaments. While I was in university, a friend just showed me, you know, at lunchtime or whatever, and then we started getting together, you know, once every few weeks and playing these $5 games where the winner would get, you know, $50 or so. Just started realizing that there's a lot of skill involved and that there's strategies that you can employ while playing, and started buying books and reading about strategies online and just kept going from there.
What did you like about poker back then?
I guess both the math and the psychology involved. You get into these situations where I know that he knows that I know, and you sort of try to think one level above your opponent, and I find that really interesting.
And so how did you get to start playing real poker and end up at Poker Stars in Edinburgh?
I'm actually working for a company in Dublin, Ireland right now that develops software for one of the top poker sites, fulltiltpoker.com, which you might see advertisements for them on the sports channels. Because I'm working for them, I'm not allowed to play on our site. So I played on Poker Stars and then won an entry to the Edinburgh tournament.
So tell me about how it ended up that you won this amazing £50,000.
We were playing through the final table, and fairly early, we went from 9 to 6 players fairly quickly. But then we hung around 6 players, I think I read, we were there for a few hours, and nobody was being eliminated from the tournament. I think maybe some of the people started playing less hands and just trying to squeeze into the five-figure score. Once that happened, players started making a lot more moves, and we quickly went from 6 down to 3 or so. One of the players was Luke Marsh, who I felt was the strongest player I played with in the whole tournament. A very, very smart, young, aggressive player. I wasn't really happy that he was still in the tournament, but luckily a hand came up between him and I where I hit a flush for the first 3 cards, and he tried to bluff me on the next card, and luckily he didn't hit his hand, so I eliminated him, and then we got down to heads up or one-on-one, and that only lasted about 10 hands or so, and that was it.
What's going through your mind when you're sitting there at the table and you think, you know, I could win this all?
I don't know. I wasn't really thinking about the money too much while I play, which I think is both a good and a bad thing. I've probably played over 2,000 or 3,000 tournaments online, so I had lots of experience playing situations like this, and I think it's best not to think about the money, but to think about what the right decision is at that point. Luckily, it worked out for me.
How do you hide it if you're nervous?
Yeah, it's an interesting question. I think it's the biggest difference between playing live and playing online is that online people can't, you know, look you in the eyes or read your body language or listen to how your voice might crack or whatever, and so live, it's pretty cool that you get all this extra information about people. In terms of being nervous, I try to be very consistent with my actions, the way I said things, so that, you know, if somebody was very observant or was good at reading body language, that they wouldn't be able to get as much information out of me.
Do any of these bluffing kind of things translate into real life, into things you do every day?
Actually, it's quite the opposite. I don't even really lie at all in real life. So playing poker and bluffing is kind of sort of completely different to the way I am in real life. But it's sort of fun. I remember during the tournament, somebody asked me what I had after a hand where I bluffed him, and I lied. I said I had pocket jacks, and it was the first time I can really remember lying since about grade 8 or so. So,
wow.
It wasn't quite like me.
But is that what you're supposed to do, I guess?
Yeah, I thought it was the right thing to do at the time, just so that people didn't know that I was bluffing at the table.
What was it like that very moment when you realized you had won the 50,000 pounds?
It was a good feeling. I'm a very competitive guy, so I like to go for the win. And, you know, I wouldn't have been very happy if I, you know, even though if I came second, I'd win, you know, 28,000 pounds or something. I like the competitive nature of it more than the money. So the money's always a nice bonus.
What are you going to do with that?
Gonna pay off my student loans and my wife's student loans, and then, well, I promised her I'd take her on a nice vacation, so we'll do that, and then just save up.
Well, thanks very much, Nick. It's been a pleasure talking to you, and good luck in your next game in the month's time.
All right, thanks, Pat.
Okay, bye-bye.
Okay, bye.
That's Nick Abu Risk, formerly from Bonshaw, speaking with Pat Martell there about his recent win at a poker tournament overseas. Pat reached Nick at his home in Dublin, Ireland.